Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Aaron Boone Report is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, by Mercedes-Benz of Paramus on Route 17. Pick Paramus for your new Mercedes-Benz today. And by New York Community Bank and the NYCB family of banks, online at mynycb.com. And by Air Italy, round-trip flights start from 6:47 from JFK to Milan. The manager of the New York Yankees is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you? Welcome
back.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good to be back. And, you know, I'm not going to rehash the Sox series. I watched it all from Saratoga, but I won't rehash it. But since then, the way I look at it now is, and I just had Cash on last hour, is getting these core players back and healthy for the stretch run and for October. And he talked about Judge needing extra time. He talked about Sanchez almost being ready. Let me touch on the ones you still have active in Severino and Torres. Mm-hmm. Torres first. It's kind of hit the wall, 2-for-29, 7-for-57. Is it a hit-the-wall situation? Is it something else? Is it just a little bit of being tired, the long season? What's going on with him?
No, I think actually physically, I think he's good. I think he's strong. He's actually been, especially since coming back from the injury, I feel like moving well. So I don't think it's physical. I think he's just hit a little funk in the season where he's going through a rough stretch at the plate a little bit. And, you know, you're kind of trying to dig yourself out of that. And you hit some balls on the nose that you don't get hits for. And then all of a sudden, you know, I think similar to what we've seen a little bit with Gary this year, where you start chasing that hit because you're in a little bit of a funk. And I think it's, I shouldn't say just a young player, but any player goes through this over the course of the season. But I don't think it's a case of him hitting the wall or being tired. I think he's in a good spot physically, and I think it's a matter of time before he gets rolling again. I think he just needs to get some success, and then it'll start to follow.
Have you noticed them making any adjustments to him? That anything you notice?
Maybe a little bit with how they're attacking him. You know, they've done I feel like a good job through this stretch, which is a lot of times the case when you're going through a tough stretch. It seems like you're 0-1, 0-2 a lot, and I feel like they've done a good job with off speed pitches of getting ahead of him and then kind of working the periphery of the strike zone, getting them to expand a little more than he should, with especially with two strikes or some 3-2 counts where, you know, he gets back into a count and he's trying to get that hit instead of just taking what comes to him. And there's probably been some walks that he's left on the table.
All right, Severino, 7 starts, 7.5 ERO after pitching as well as anybody in baseball. What do you think what's going on?
I think it comes down to fastball command first and foremost. And I think once that gets back to where it needs to be, the rest will follow. And you know, it's also manifested itself a lot in the first inning. The first inning's been a big issue for him. And even through this stretch, I feel like there's been some outings where it hasn't been great, but for good portions of the outing, it has. And usually it's been after that first inning. You know, in Boston, had a tough first inning. In Chicago, had a tough first inning, but kind of bounced back and pitched well the rest of the way. And I think it starts with the fastball. When he's really at his best, you know, he's a guy that pitches up and down in the strike zone, but he can dominate down and away, especially to get ahead in the count. And then from there, then his slider works off of that. Then he can elevate the fastball when he needs to. And so when that hasn't been there, there's been too many counts where he's been a little bit behind in the count, not getting that strike one, and then he's missed in the heart of the plate with the fastball that teams have made him pay for.
154 innings. Anything you guys are thinking about in terms of backing off him at all? Doing anything different as far as that? Anything different in between starts? Are you changing anything for him?
Those are conversations we're having. At this point, we're not. You know, we did that around the All-Star break where outside of the inning he had in the All-Star game, there was 11 days
right.
between starts. So
right.
that was kind of the thinking to kind of just slow it down there a little bit. We're coming out of this stretch where we've had 20 in a row after this weekend where we have two off days. So he's going to go on Saturday on his normal rest. And I would say there's a good chance, even if he pitches really well, that we may give him 7 or 8 days in between his next starts and go – say the next weekend on the 8th or the 9th day with the idea that give him a little break there. But the one thing we're trying to work through right now is, you know, it's easy to just say, oh, give him a break and skip him a turn and that's it. Well, the bottom line is physically we feel like he's in a pretty good place. We don't feel like there's any physical issues. So,
right.
you know, sometimes it's best to go out there and kind of grind through it and work through it. So that's kind of one of the things we're weighing. But those are conversations we are having.
So you think this is more mechanical or more mental?
I think it's probably a little combo.
I mean,
this is a guy that
still
you know,
young, still young.
Yeah, still yeah. young, but is also dominated in this league. And I think, you know, going through this stretch, I think he's been dinged a little bit, you know, so he doesn't have that uber confidence that he usually has where he just goes out there and he's just going to, you know, demolish you, you know, so we got to get a little bit of that back. You know, mechanically, he and Larry are working hard and trying to kind of get work in between starts, but also kind of build in that rest in between starts. But again, we really feel like it starts with the fastball, the location of that fastball. And once that's locked back in, then everything else will follow.
I don't think you've minded having Jay Happ around a little bit, huh?
No, he's really good. He's a really good pitcher. I think that's evident. I don't think he's really kind of got the credit. You know, even through this trade deadline, he was a guy that I was like, you know, really hoping we would be able to get.
So was I. I mean, I think he's underrated. I never get.
I think he's been way underrated. This is a dude, and there's no question he's come in and really helped stabilize us. And his last two out, he's going 7 innings last night in this stretch that we're in, where you know our bullpen's been used pretty heavily, was huge for us again.
What is the key for you to get this bullpen where you want it to be? So we know you have guys that can make this a lethal bullpen. This can be mm-hmm. a nasty boys kind of bullpen for the postseason. We know it has those kind of attributes. What's the key for you? Is it roles for these guys? Is it certain things? What's the plan that you have to adhere to get this bullpen by late September, October, where you want it?
Well, I think it starts getting Zach Britton rolling. And I think he's also close. You know, I think it's been just a unique year for him.
Yeah, he's been hurt a lot, yeah.
He's been hurt, so no spring training, getting a season started late, getting traded for the first time. I think the one good thing we're seeing in Britton is the stuff's there. So now we just got to get him to where he's in that good spot from a release point and starting to build some momentum. So I think one of the things we really want to get is him out there pitching a lot regularly, you know, building in rest in there, but pitching a lot so where he kind of finds that groove and starts to get comfortable, because when he's right, it's a dynamic back end piece. So I think, you know, through this stretch we're in, and obviously we have a couple days off, you know, making sure these guys are pitching regularly, getting their work in, but also not leaning on them too hard to where we wear them down by the end of the season. So, but not necessarily, you know, because especially in Britton's case, in Robertson's case, in Green's case, we feel like there's versatility in what they can do. So
right.
whether, you know, there may be a game where they come in the fifth inning, in the middle of an inning, and we ask them to get a couple outs and then go the next inning. You know, more with Betances and Chapman, I think we're more locked into them with kind of being on the normal day. They're our eighth and ninth inning guys. But
right.
with Britton, Green, and Robertson, we feel like we have some versatility there in a lot of different roles.
And you know what? Those two crazy wheels come off performances with Chapman, where he got crazy wild in both games, the Met game and the Red Sox game. Does he have to understand that even if there's a bunch of blowout games, he's got to pitch certain times? I mean, to stay sharp, because obviously there's been those games where he's had a lot of time off where he just couldn't find a plate.
Right. But I think more there is a sense that, you know, if we're getting up against, and it's the challenge we faced all year, you know, we're getting up against that 5, 6, 7 days, you
right.
know, where we absolutely feel like we need to get him out there. But we also feel like there's been a lot of examples where he has thrived in that. You know, it just so happens that, you know, with the Red Sox one where he was coming off a long layoff, you know, and it turned out bad, then we point to that. But there's been a lot of times where he's had 5 or 6 days where he's come out and been lights out. So that's something that we talk about, that we monitor, and that, you know, having that regular work with that rest is something that you're always trying to strike that balance.
So do you think that it wasn't the reason why he had, I mean, those days are just one of those days? Is that what it was with the Red Sox?
Yeah, I do. I think it was, you know, look, almost with every great closer, throughout the course of a year, even in their best of seasons, usually there's a couple outings that they have. I think Chappie kind of went through it a little bit last year at a similar time.
He did.
You just get a little bit out of whack. I thought he did a really nice job the other day against the Rangers, where, you know, he was still struggling, but he kind of gutted through it and found a way in the conditions. And then yesterday was a lot better. We saw the tick up in velocity. We saw the command in a much better place. So hopefully he's starting to work his way back out of it in what's been a great season for him.
Cash said Judge might not be as quick as he had hoped. Is that what you see too?
Well, yeah, because we had hoped, you know, we're coming up on the 3 week. I think 3 weeks is tomorrow, and that was kind of our, you know, what we thought that was going to be a reasonable expectation. But, you know, he still hasn't gotten that bat in his hand where he's swinging. The good news is we feel like he is getting close to that point. And once he gets to that point, we think it moves really quickly because he's been able to stay in shape. He's been able to work out with both his lower and upper body. So it's just a matter of getting all that. And once that pain's out of there, he should be able to move pretty quickly. But we want to make sure he gets to that point. So it is going to be at least a little bit longer than we anticipated.
We're talking with Aaron Boone. Let me double back to the Red Sox for one thing, Aaron. Did they surprise you with the amount of how much they ran, to the excess they ran in that series? Were you surprised at all by that? And will you change anything? I mean, I know that even CeCe talked about throwing to first base more, but I mean, did they surprise you with how much they ran in that series?
I don't think they surprised us because we always know it's something that they do really well. They have, you know, first of all, the personnel capable of doing it and at least a few guys that are really premium base dealers. So we know it's in their game plan. But we also know that, you know, we have to do a better job of controlling that running
right.
game. We can play a part. And I thought,
especially the pitches.
Yeah, Tanaka did a great job in his outing late in that series where he really did a good job of controlling it just by, and it's not always by throwing over. It's not always by being super quick to home plate. Those are certainly a couple of ways to combat it, but it's also in just how your timing, how long you hold. Sometimes you're quick, sometimes you're not. Those kind of things. But those are things that we have to get better at, especially if ultimately we're going to have to go through them in a postseason situation where we know the running game is a big part of their game.
No question. And it really was in that series. It stood out. You have Torres back. He gives you a lot of options. He can do a lot of different things for you. I know he's also very popular, so I think that's probably a guy you're happy to have back, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, he's big in our room. Guys love him, obviously. But, you know,
he's a good little player, too.
When we talk about that, I always feel like we gloss over the fact that he's been a really good player.
He's a good player, yes.
When he gets opportunities, he takes advantage. You know, he can sit over there for 4, 5, 6 days without any action, and you can throw him into any situation, and you know it's not going to be too big for him. So getting a start tonight at second base, giving Torres a night off to try and get him righted and you know, excited to have him in here and get him back into the fold.
You know, it's been a lot of negatives with a lot of guys in this thing, so I want to compliment a couple of guys. Number one, Andujar, the way he's hit, a lot of people this year thought he would be the guy who would get exposed, especially to breaking stuff, and you know what? He's shown that he can handle anything they can throw at him, and he seems to be getting better, not weaker, as the season goes on.
He's a really, really gifted hitter. His bat-to-ball skills are special. You know, the first time I saw him in the cage this spring, there was no doubt in my mind that he could be this kind of hitter. And, you know, to his credit, too, you know, nothing was given to him. He went and took that job. He's continued. I think one thing that's been great about him is he's been so good at making adjustments to how the league's pitched him, to how different teams have pitched him. And, you know, it's turned out to be a really consistent year for him and a guy we've leaned on heavily, obviously.
And the other guy is Roman. I want to give him credit because I said when he plays every day here, don't be surprised his average goes down 230, 225. You know what? He's not only that, he's taking it the other way. He has done a very good job and showed that he can be an everyday catcher. There's no question. We always knew he could defensively. He's done a good job with the bat when he's had to play here every day.
He really has, and I think the one thing we've noticed from him really since the start is he's walked up to the plate with a lot more confidence because he has ability. He's got the ability to, you watch him in batting practice, there's strength, there's ability to drive the ball to all fields. I think he's made a real commitment to go in the other way with pitches. He's done a really good job doing that, the home run the other way last night. And then obviously there's a real presence he brings behind the plate.
Also seems you've made a conscious effort that you want to get Walker a lot of playing time so he can help you, right? I mean, he obviously needs it, that he's always been a regular, but he's a guy who can give you a lot of positions and can give you a lot of help in a lot of positions. And I always thought he's been a very good gamer too, so I can see him being a very big positive down the stretch. And now it seems like he got his bat where he's back to being confident at the plate.
Yeah, no question. Especially, you know, when he's hitting towards the bottom of the lineup for us to give that kind of presence down there. You know, we've obviously thrown him into right field here these last few days, trying to just keep Stanton off his leg.
Yeah, he's been okay. Yeah, he's gotten the job done.
Out
yeah,
there.
He's been okay. He's gotten the job done. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
and he's a better hitter when he does. You know, listen, he probably not used to. You know that it's hard to come off the bench and hit, right? It's hard to play once a week and hit.
No question.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a guy who's been a regular for a long time. He's used to being an everyday player.
Yep, and through it all, he's been a really good pro, and you know, for being an up and down season, and obviously he's now swinging the bat a lot like the guy we've seen throughout his career. He's been a real nice presence for our team and our room.
How about Bird?
Birdie, you know, we got to get going a little bit.
We keep waiting for him to explode. You know, I think the whole town is waiting for him to explode.
Well, he had that 3-4 week stretch where he really started to impact the ball, was hitting homers, looked like, you know, the Bird we've seen at times in his career. And then, you know, the last couple weeks, a little bit of a lull. He smoked two balls last night, one for the double, one for the fly out to the fence in left center. So hopefully he's getting back going. You know, I still think it comes down to some of the injuries he has had and where he's still, I think he's over them. And again, I don't think he's injured, but I think there's also a residual effect of not playing, building up that stamina, you know, having a little bit of fatigue there, coming off of surgery. So he hasn't been as explosive day to day. And I think that's shown up a little bit with some of the ups and downs.
Do you have enough pitching here to get the job done in your mind? Can you piece this pitching staff together with what you have?
Absolutely. Now, you know, some of the guys we talked about are keys to that in kind of righting the ship and getting their performance to the level they're certainly capable of. But if that happens, then absolutely I believe we can play and beat anyone.
Is it frustrating to have the second best record in baseball and be as far behind as you are?
It's a little bit, you know. You know, I always,
you look up every day and they win every day.
They win every day, and you know,
it's like chasing a runaway train. It really is, you know.
Yeah, you know, and we're constantly defending our record, but you know,
yeah, that you'd be the second best record in baseball.
Yeah, it's not good enough, and so far, but that's okay. We've put ourselves in a position to still have a very special season, and you know, the hopefully the best is yet to come.
But it has to be a little frustrating, right? I mean, it has to be when you're not where you go for a week and you play well and you don't pick up any ground.
Yeah, I'm used to it now. I'm used to seeing them win every day, so it's obviously not in our hands. So all we can do is try and, you know, especially with us right now, you know, we're going through this stretch of games where we're a little beat up. We're kind of grinding right now, you know, we're just trying to take care of our house and try and rack up as many wins as we can and get ourselves healthy and right and put ourselves in a position to do something great down the road here.
All right, thanks very much. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, good talking to you.
All right, Aaron Boone on the Yankees as they find themselves with the second-best record in baseball and also find themselves 10 games behind the Red Sox, who have only won 86 and lost 35. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.